Welcome to another Train to Game Radio production with Danny Palmer.
I'm Ben Stoneman from Bognor Regis, and I'm with Indigo Jam.
Okay, Ben, first of all, can you tell us a bit about your studio for Make Something Unreal Live?
Okay, we're a group of 10. We have three artists, three designers, three programmers, and we have a quality assurance individual who does all of the quality assurance for the game, so basically a testing of the game. We basically were forged just after the November Game Jam.
Well, let's talk a bit about the history of the team. How did you get on at the Train to Game and Epic Game Jam?
I came in afterwards. Basically, I was in a team and I was chosen as an individual. And I came into Indigo Jam and then was voted as team captain.
So how have you found working with the Fighting Fantasy IP? It's quite a prestigious and well-known story. Which story have you got in particular to make a game about, and what genre of game is it going to be?
We've got Death Trap Dungeons, and it's going to be an action slash adventure, and fighting fantasy in general. I love it. I'm a big sort of Dungeons and Dragons player, and it's sort of, in a way, the worlds relate. Basically, when I was a kid, I used to read them all the time. My dad's got loads of the books. He's very much into that sort of thing anyway. So it's been something from my childhood that I can now sort of, you know, bring from my childhood to the game.
You mentioned your dad has a strong interest in video games. How does he feel about the fact that you're going to be heading up a team making a video game at the Gadget Show Live?
He's very proud. He's sort of, you know, he's happy about the theme we received. So he's sort of like, oh yeah, that's great. You know, well, we've done that when you were younger, and of course he's basically been the sort of person who's headed my Dungeons and Dragons sort of past, as in starting to play Dungeons and Dragons, and he's just chuffed to bits really.
And how do you feel about bringing a fighting fantasy IP game and making it using Epic's Unreal Engine for the iOS?
I think the Epic Unreal Engine really works well for the theme due to things like the graphics. The engine in general is really good to use. But bringing it to life is always a challenge to want to bring something that these writers have made in the past and done something like books that are so good. We've now got to meet that, and we've got to deliver the excellence that has come before us, as it were.
But of course, the skills the team have learned on the Train to Game courses are helping the team to achieve that.
Definitely, yeah. Really, all of the course material helps towards everything we do in this game jam.
So what have been the biggest landmarks for the team so far in the months you've been building your game?
The alpha version of the game has been the biggest landmark in it. It's been the sort of, it's really our first sort of rush to hit a deadline, as it were. And there's also, was of course, the concept stage, where we had to basically design the concept, what we're going to do, where we're going to go, what direction the game will take in design.
And are you looking forward to actually developing the game at the Gadget Show Live, potentially in front of thousands of people?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Of course, a bit nervous as well. But no, I think it'll be really good. And I think I'm confident in my abilities as well as the team's abilities to show thousands of people that, you know, we're good at game development and that we can show them how exciting and fun it can actually be to do it.
And for those out there who want to follow your progress in the run-up to Make Something Unreal Live at the Gadget Show in Birmingham next April, what's the Indigo Jam's Facebook and Twitter contact details?
Well, if you go onto Twitter and type in Indigo Jam, they'll pop up. You'll notice the logo straight away. So follow us on Twitter. We're always updating on that. And Facebook, the same. Just type in Indigo Jam and you'll soon see it come up with the same logo.
Great, Ben. Thanks for your time and good luck.
Thank you very much.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.